This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to be playing some audio for you in just a couple of minutes, a millennial job interview. It's about as pathetic as it gets, though it's supposed to be humorous. The fact of the matter is, yeah, it's funny, but the fact of the matter is, it's a reality, and reality is not funny concerning what the up-and-comings are, who they act like, what sort of fruit they bear, Matthew 7:16, so on and so forth. And what I'm going to be talking about in the up-and-coming hour is I'm going to be talking about dangerous psychotropic drugs along with what's being taught in public schools. I'm going to bring about the resolve in the process as well. Also, Muslim indoctrination, history, science, math. Folks, I've had a public teacher, principal in Wisconsin look at me and tell me that every 3 to 7 years the science and the history books are being changed in public schools. This should give you, this whole show should give you a good idea, folks, because I'll do my best to encompass what I can during the 4 segments that have been allotted. This should encompass everything that you need to know and the reasons as to why you should not have your kids in a public school. If you've heard, well, you haven't heard this message, but you probably heard in part. Do get your friends involved that have kids in public schools so you can understand how they are dummying down the up-and-comings for the very purpose that they can rule over them. It's been rightly said, at least it's been accredited to none other than Abraham Lincoln. He said that the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. And I want you to listen to this because this is what's countering your Christian heritage today. This is what is being tolerated concerning those that revise and those that war against we the people. They call themselves a proselytizer or the proselytizers of a new faith. Listen to what he said. His name is John Dunphy. He said, the Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. Might I add, dangerous to ungodly devils? George Whitefield was right when he said that man left to himself is half devil and half beast. He's exactly right. John Dunphy goes on, I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. Folks, while you're being diverted through politics, you're being diverted through entertainment, whenever you look on the front page of any paper, friends, you go into a hotel, wherever you may be, there's the New York Times, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, wherever, in whatever city you're in, what is it? It shows you the severity of what's going on in your country as if it's a game, and then they have all around the headlines those things that will entertain you, those things that will capture your attention from the things that really matter through diversion and through divisive measures, and it's exactly what's happening today. But folks, while all of this is going on in your world, don't forget about what your children are being taught in public schools if you have your children in a public school. John Dunphy goes on, the teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers. That would be me. For they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values, reprobate, without God, in whatever subject they teach. It's exactly what's happening today, America. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. It's exactly what's happening. The rotting corpse of Christianity, said John Dumphy, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. Folks, I mean, just to show you the people that are behind the curtain concerning what's happening in public schools today. It's not just international baccalaureate on educational scheme to bring about a global order back in Sweden in 1968. It's not No Child Left Behind that was implemented incrementally over time, administration after administration through George Bush, where they're teaching young people to shoot for the floor rather than the stars. It's not Common Core, who you for some reason have in your minds that Barack Hussein Obama was responsible for, where Common Core teaches nothing but confusion, friends. And we know for a fact that it wasn't educators that actually wrote the new curriculums. It's actually bureaucracies, those that are looking to make money off slave labor concerning the slaves that they're creating. Now, for those that say, Bradley, our kids are not becoming slaves. Well, let me ask you, are you becoming slaves? And I also want to reiterate the point that your kids are dealing with issues that you never, for the most part, had to deal with a day in your life. So don't try to compare your kids with what's going on back in your time, because it's just not the same. It's much harder. I say quite often that our young people are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Absolutely a fact, friends. After doing 300 in public high schools, 360 of them to be exact, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know exactly what I'm dealing with when I talk of the issues that I'm talking about. It was actually Harriet Tubman that said, they called her, she was an abolitionist, she's a former slave, she lived a long life, by the way, she was a godly woman, and they used to call her the Moses of her time, because she would go from plantation to plantation to show the slaves how to be liberated, to be set free. One particular reporter asked Harriet Tubman, after she received liberation from slavery, as to how many people were freed through her efforts. And she said, well, I actually freed thousands, but I would have freed thousands more had they known that they had been slaves. In America, what we're going to talk about is what's going to liberate the American people, what's going to ensure to ourselves that our kids are raised up and trained up in the ways that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from them, so they will not become slaves. And I want you to know, too, just a side note, the first thing they want to do, that's why the homosexual agendas are actually going after pre-kindergarten, preschoolers, first grade, through the elementary, to high school, all the way up to the colleges. They want to demoralize them. They want to confuse the young people, because if they can be demoralized, guess what? They can be easily controlled. And see, that's the problem they're having today in this country, friends. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. Hey, friends, parents of public school students, what are you supposed to do? Well, I can tell you. We're going to be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, you have us as the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks right now. And I just want to tell you that we totally appreciate you. It's always good to see. Oftentimes you feel flawed, which there are many flaws. You feel your imperfections. You feel yourself saying things the wrong way when everybody understood what you say. And I want to tell you something. The greatest critic that I have is myself, first and foremost. And by the way, that's what leaders do. They correct themselves before they go out and correct the world. Isn't that right? Before God. As a matter of fact, Jesus used the analogy of taking the mote out of your own eye before you go and take it out of your brother's eye. Well, that's important here. And I want to let you know that I don't want to let you down. My objective here is to give you the word of God, which sets you free. As we follow the Christ, the Bible tells us that he maketh men free and free from their sins. Matthew 1:21 says that he came into the world to save his people from their sins, period. Lawlessness. Sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. But in saying that, friends, I just want to tell you thank you for making us the number one radio show right now on Genesis Communication Networks out of 89 radio shows, as well as thank you for listening and your trust managers at the 91 affiliates that we have across this country and into the 53 countries that we broadcast. You are the reason that we do what we do here. We were talking earlier about parents of public school students who are asking the questions, what do we do? And I started off the first segment actually reciting at least the one that was accredited with this statement: the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. It was accredited to none other than Abraham Lincoln. Now, in saying that, I want you to go back just a little bit with me, because when we look at criminal and foreigner, Barack Hussein Obama, in the not-too-distant past, has added to his long train of abuses against we the people in the education of American schoolchildren. I want you to understand, first and foremost, when I'm highlighting Barack Hussein Obama, George W. Bush, and the list of other criminals that are indoctrinating purposely your children in public schools, if they are in public schools, I want you to know that I am not just blaming them. I'm also blaming the 86% in this country country that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are dropping their kids off in public schools to be educated, because you know that's what's going on. And how do you know it? Because I'm telling you from firsthand experience, even from principals telling me, making statements such as, well, Bradley, I just want to let you know that whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. You know, science and history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. It's like, yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And he said it with a smirk on his face, as if to suggest he's not going to pay the piper one day. Because keep in mind, those that are subjected to everything and protected from nothing right now, at one point in your life, will be your representatives. Don't forget that. And read Luke 7:35 when you get a moment. Wisdom is justified by your children, so don't complain about what you tolerate. And I'm going to make one more comment by William Hansen, who had said, he was the educator under Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. He said, the longer kids stay in public schools, the stupider they get. And to prove his point once again, friends, over 700,000 students in this country that graduate every year in public schools and from public schools, they're pushed through, just keep in mind, cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. Okay? So going back to Obama, how did it begin with Obama? Folks, again, this has been going on incrementally through administration after administration. No Child Left Behind is really No Child Left Unindoctrinated through George W. Bush, which is nothing short of communism. They're trying to equalize the playing field. In an attempt to level the playing field, they teach American posterity, our kids, to shoot for the floor again rather than aim for the stars. Then there's also GLOBE. GLOBE stands for Global Learning Observation to Benefit the Environment. This is communism, friends. Mikhail Gorbachev, for some reason or another, who now lives in San Francisco, is the head of an organization called Green Cross International, operating right here in the United States. This is crazy. Gorbachev is working to create world government along with the Bushes, and he is helping implement this educational scheme. By the way, if you go back into the 80s, you'll see a picture of Gorbachev along with George Bush Sr. Talking about a new world order right on the cover. Matter of fact, George Bush Sr. called for a new world order over 212 times. I believe it was, 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. So it's not like this is being done in a dark corner, right? Going back, Gorbachev has also joined partnership with UNESCO, which is the source of much of the anti-American educational curriculum. In other words, America, you are becoming the enemy to all nations. As well as the International Baccalaureate Program, it's called IB, that's the acronym. This global program, GLOBE, is funded and implemented through the Federal Department of Education, created under Goals 2000, and now carried over into No Child Left Behind. Again, friends, pay attention to the names of these programs. Goals 2000. Hey, folks, the GLOBE program is pretty telling, isn't it? It's identifying to the world as to who it is and what it means through its very name. And then you have something called Common Core. Friends, they're telling you the truth. Common Core is now teaching young people that 2 + 2 equals whatever you want it to equal. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Americans, but if there is found to be false information in curriculums in the United States of America, you have every right in the world to take it to the school district and take them to court and have them correct their errors. And if they correct them not, then you lawfully have the right to sue them. Not that that's what you're looking to do, but that's our system of justice in this country, thanks to the bureaucrats, thanks to the attorneys. It's a system that creates the problem to bring in the answer, and they bring in a revenue source to keep it afloat. Okay, and that's exactly what's set up right now. When you go back to International Baccalaureate, which again is a global scheme conceived in Geneva, Switzerland, forgive me, I say Sweden, forgive me. It was Switzerland in 1968, is now making its way into American schools. Here's the good news. You today have the right and the freedom to right the wrongs. Don't forget about that. International Baccalaureate, friends, is not as big as they want you to believe it is. I see it little by little, incrementally across the country. And I think I've seen two or three schools that are actually a part of the International Baccalaureate. And again, it's teaching and indoctrinating kids, forgive me, not teaching, indoctrinating young people to accept a global order. Okay? What they teach is earth worship. It, by the way, everything that they're teaching counters God's moral law in Exodus 20. Earth worship, you know, the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Evolution, they came from monkeys. And, of course, again, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Socialized medicine, rather than going to Jesus, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Going on, number four, this is what they're teaching kids in public schools. World government. I want to tell you something. The government is upon the shoulders of my big brother, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ, whose father and my father is the governor of all nations. It teaches animal rights. Just the other day, I was showing my kids. You guys have heard of the organization called PETA, right? This is an organization that is aligned itself with nothing short of communism. They're communists is what they are. But there's some sick-minded individuals, let me tell you. And interestingly enough, I had showed my kids, because I used to show this in public schools, just to show you how reprobate and how backwards they are in their thoughts. They care more about animals, they declare, than they do human beings. 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day, we're told, are being murdered in the womb, right? But they care. They don't care that babies are being murdered, but the minute you go out there and hurt an animal, I'll tell you what, they're the first ones right there to stand up against you. And we've seen some of these lunatics, friends. Going into restaurants where people are eating chicken or beef, and they're bringing their stories in, and they start crying and talking about they're naming the chickens that people are eating, and you can't make it up, you really can't. But I showed my sons the other day a picture of a PETA billboard, and it basically came down to a shark with a leg in its mouth. And I want to tell you, when I showed my kids this, it just rekindled how much that I cannot reiterate the point that you are dealing with some dangerous people. PETA's got this sign with the leg hanging out of the shark's mouth. It was bit off. Okay. And it says, payback is hell. In other words, they're high-fiving the shark for eating the man's leg off. And of course, friends, when you do your homework, you'll find that PETA has no more care for the animals than they do anything else. It's just another way and an avenue to attack freedom-loving Americans in this country. We're going to come right back to this. They also have number six, redistribution of American wealth to other nations. How broke are you, America? Think about it. Number seven, contraception and reproductive health. Legal abortions they're teaching kids? Come on, give me a break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E. Our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And friends, also jump over to Bradley Dean YouTube. Got a brand new one coming out again today. We put about 5-6 of them out over the last three, four weeks now. And again, we're showing you the biblical constitutional answers to the issues that we deal with. We're not magnifying the crime against the law. We're magnifying the law against the crime. Amen. So aside of that, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we're talking about what's being taught in and through none other than International Baccalaureate. And we were just talking about animal rights and how PETA put out a billboard that said, "Payback is hell," where a man, it's a picture of a billboard with a shark eating a man's leg. And it shows you how sick in the mind these people really are. Folks, again, when you look and pull the curtain back, I just did some Google searches during the break. And, folks, they're about as criminal from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And, of course, what else would you expect from organizations like this? But, folks, there's plenty of information concerning proof that PETA kills. And I just want you to know that they are not some innocent organization out there trying to protect animals. You know, the fact of the matter is the Bible tells us we're to be kind to our beast, yes. But, folks, we take care of our own brothers and sisters first and foremost. We stop the killing in the womb. And that takes precedent over the animals, like it or not. Want to go on here. Just highlighted International Baccalaureate, Contraception and Reproductive Health. They want legal abortions. See, isn't it interesting? They want legal abortions because they know that they're illegal, but the American people have accepted that it's legal because the government sanctioned it. Let me say this. Just because the government says it doesn't mean it's right. When it allies itself with the Word of God, then it's right, and only then is it right. And again, America, keep in mind, you are the government in this country. Don't forget that. Don't let that slip your mind. You're the employer. Folks, the president works for you. The Supreme Court justices work for you. You don't work for them. Let's keep this into perspective here, yeah? That way we're going to be healthy and we're going to have a proper balance. And don't forget that the strength of the Constitution lies within each and every one of us, reminding you and you alone, individually and corporately, that you are the law. Number eight, debt forgiveness to third world nations. Folks, this indebtedness that we're being told, folks, I don't believe it. I've never believed it. It's never sat right with me. Many people will tell you that it's not true. It's just another way to oppress the people. Go across the country. You see buildings going up everywhere. Well, Bradley, that's credit. Well, wait a second. Who backs up that credit? And don't talk to me about the Federal Reserve, this, that, and the other thing. Wait a second, folks. Someone has to back it with something that's legitimate. And no matter where you go in this country, you have so much wealth in this country, America. So you being inundated with our economy and how it's just this, that, and the other, it coincides, friends, with the narrative they want you to believe, because it's another means, a problem they create where they come in as the problem solver. But friends, when you look to government and you see what your representatives have done with your economy, at least what you're told they have done with our economy, why would you want them to stay in charge of your economy? Why would you want them to have the helm of the ship called the United States of America? And furthermore, if you don't want them there, then why are they there? See, it all falls right back to us, doesn't it? Number nine, International Baccalaureate, adoption of the gay rights agenda. I told you, America, and I've been blowing this trumpet for years in public schools, on radio, on television, on documentaries, in colleges, in law colleges, speaking to professors. Folks, why is it so important that for them to have the adoption of gay rights? And folks, first of all, God doesn't give them the right to violate his law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles V. Montesquieu, right? But gay rights? Who told you that? Eleni Kagan did. You remember her, right? We talked about her last week, the one that queer fight Harvard that never judged a case a day in her life, that Barack Hussein Obama appointed just in time as the fox in the chicken coop concerning homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. It was committed to another oligarchy where the Supreme Court and justices ruled over many. Few ruled over many. Right? They got to demoralize you. Number 10, elimination of the right to bear arms in a state of terror, America? Who's behind the act of terror? Who gains from disarming you? By the way, George Mason said the best way to enslave a people is to disarm them. Of course. Number 11, setting massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. I need to see that in the Constitution because I can't find it. Now back to criminal Obama. Going back just a little bit, Obama illegally implemented an extensive overhaul of public education from kindergarten through high school, as I said during the first segment, bypassing once again, America. He bypassed. He didn't ask for your approval. He just did it unlawfully. He bypassed Congress, the voice of the American people, and is forcing states to agree to major changes that none of his predecessors ever attempted. I mean, this, folks, when you're homegrown, you just don't do to your own country to your own people first, in that order, people first, then to your own country, the things that this criminal has done and has gotten away with. Now, apparently, Obama, the self-proclaimed constitutional scholar, by the way, nobody knows who he was in college, he hasn't taken the time to read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, which falls to you, America. And keep in mind, the federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around, the way that they would have you believe. The federal government has no business whatsoever in the education of any child in this country. Let me say it again. The federal government has no business whatsoever in the education of American children. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. But Obama sought to implement something called the Common Core Standards. Notice the name again. He's telling on himself. Common. That's communism, right? Which has been implemented in 46 states and D.C., drowning students with mostly informational text and historical documents, which, by the way, has been changed. I mean, because the fact of the matter is, if they were taught proper history, they'd also realize that Barack Hussein Obama never had a lawful standing as the President of the United States of America. As our friend Joe Arpaio, famous Sheriff Joe out of Arizona, and his attorney general proved without a shadow of a doubt. But the conservatives didn't want to talk about that. That's another story. No, because they're not conservatives. They're sellouts is what they are. Now, some of the nonfiction texts that will be implemented into school curriculum are Fed views by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. This is back in 2009, an executive order. Oh, my goodness. If it's an executive order, he must have the permission to do what he wants to do, regardless if it's lawful or not. Not. You've been lied to, America. So an executive order to you and me, we have been taught that the president can do it without approval from Congress. That's we the people. He can do whatever he wants to do. Why is it so important to bring forth an executive order 13-423 to strengthen federal environment and energy and transportation management into public schools by the General Services Administration? You might want to ask, what is the pill in all of this jam, America? Well, I'm telling you what's in the pill, in the jam. In 2011, in the state of Arkansas, middle school teacher of the year, Jamie Highfill, said, I'm struggling with this, Common Core. And my students are struggling with it, Common Core. With informational text, there isn't that human connection that you get with literature. And the kids are shutting down. Do you hear what I said? The kids are shutting down. They are getting bored, said Jamie Highfill. I'm seeing more behavior problems in my classroom than I ever have before. Wow. I mean, folks, just think about it. In the 60s, the problems you had in public schools were kids talking out of turn, chewing gum, not walking inside of public schools and blowing each other up. Who's encouraging that outside of Hollywood and condoning it outside of the Supreme Court and justices saying it's a freedom of speech? I mean, folks, it's so out of hand, but we can simply return through reformation concerning our founding documents. Folks, we don't need new documents. We just need the laws that we have in place to be enforced against criminals that mean to overturn those laws, period. That's it. The curriculum change in public schools has been a downward spiral for many years. America has been so dumbed down, again, that 700,000 students per year graduate without the ability to read their own diplomas. Firsthand, folks, sometimes when I'm tracking people, the gospel track, Law to Grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. Sometimes you feel for these young people. Hey, dude, spell the word shop. C-H-O-P-E. No. I said shop. Spell the word shop. And you're looking at them, and they're bewildered, and they almost are ashamed that they can't spell the word. And then I'll say, spell the word shop. And sometimes they will say S-H-O-P-P-E. No, 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 like shopping. And then I'll have to help them along. Friends, that's what we're called to do, is to pick them up when they fall down, right? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so what we're going to do, final segment, 1-866-582-9933, talking about parents of public school students. What are you supposed to do? I'm giving you the answers right now. And I'll tell you what, your kids are swimming around in a cesspool of indoctrination. It's like throwing them in with a bunch of sharks. And I always hear the same thing. Oh, you know, I'm very involved in my school district. You know, my children don't, they're not subjected to the things that you're talking about. No, you're sadly mistaken. They are. You're trying to justify what you can't justify. I want to show you, because I'm going to pick this up again tomorrow, but I want you to listen carefully, friends. And by the way, this is love. This is love. This is reproof. This is correction. This is instructions in righteousness. This is the good news. Some people will say, oh, it's all judgmental, man. It's all judgmental. Well, let me ask you something. Do you want me to judge those that are wicked, or do you want me to leave it undone? Because you've been conditioned to leave it undone. Again, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. You have it wrong. You have the wrong heart. You have not the Holy Spirit if you don't understand these simple words. Mercy to the innocent is judgment upon the heads of the wicked. And you've been taught completely backwards as to what mercy is, as to what grace is, as to what real love is. I don't know why this is coming up right now, but I'm going to just bring it up. I have a friend. Matter of fact, he's on one of our boards. And when he was a kid, he used to work for a farmer about 13 miles away from where I live. And he said this guy, he would go to work for this farmer, and he said that this farmer was so strict about everything. His yes was yes, and his no was no. And if you did what you weren't supposed to do, that was a big no-no. And one day, he had an opportunity to talk to this farmer's wife. And he asked the question to his wife, why is he so hard and so harsh about what he does? It reminds me of the Lord in love. God gave his law because he loves, friends. Amen. And he gave us judgment to establish righteousness if we have ears to hear and eyes to see and understand what it is for and why he established it. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces? Jeremiah 23:29. Going over to Revelations 3, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. But see, correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. And those that forsake the way want to tell you what love is when they don't understand what love is. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me. See, it's in the affliction that God is found, because he's teaching us how to stay on the straight and narrow. Though we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. God loves us hard sometimes, friends. Read Hebrews 12:2 when you get a moment as well. Read on. He chastises us that we might be profiteers of what? His holiness. And we're to reverence him, and we're to fear him. And a filial fear is a son or a daughter to their father. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. But the Holy Ghost is the one that's bearing witness. Hey, friends. When this young friend of mine asked the wife of this farmer that was just strict as all can be, he said, why, to his wife, why is he so strict like that? And this is what she said. She said, my husband was in Vietnam. And she said, he lost a lot of those that came through the army. And the fact of the matter is, when my husband's being so hard on you, he doesn't want to lose you neither. And it reminds me, if I might, just go off onto another branch of this same bunny trail that I'm on right now. It reminds me of the band of brothers. We were just in Curahee a couple months back. We went to 3 miles up, 3 miles down. We went there. We got the hat, the t-shirt, and we paid our respects to those guys. But Dick Winters, Captain Winters, was the one that had a responsibility of overseeing his guys. And I remember watching the interview on the Band of Brothers, the true story, the documentary of what took place in World War II. And I remember him saying this, friends. He said, if I only would have been harder on them, I would have probably brought more home with me. What is it that we don't understand about that? Folks, that's so foreign to who we are and where we came from. But I want you to understand that that same spirit is in operation today. It's not that I'm being hard. It's that I'm loving you in the opportunity, the time allotted to love on you. I only get one shot. So let's go back over to what I was highlighting, friends. I want to go to a millennial job interview. Now, I know to some people this is funny, and yes, it is funny. Okay, it's funny. But the fact of the matter is, it's a reality, and the reality of it is, it's not funny. Because when we look at this and we hear this, because I'm going to play the audio for you in a second here, keep in mind, you have to remember who raised up these young people. This is a millennial at a job interview. Listen carefully.
Amy, it says you are trained in technology. That's very good. Are you adept at Excel?
No.
PowerPoint?
No.
Publisher?
Not really.
Exactly in what area of technology are you proficient?
Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram, Vine, Twitter. You know the big ones.
I'm surprised you didn't say Facebook.
That's for old people, like my parents. That's funny.
Well, Amy, when you're working for me, you have to have those kind of research skills, because I'll send you things for you to comb through and get the answers and send them to me. So for that, you've got to be really good at technology.
For stuff like that, no problem. I'll just ask Siri.
You'll just ask Siri?
You know, Siri tell me this, Siri find me that. We're all good getting you the answers.
Tell Siri I want you ready to go at 8 sharp each and every morning.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
What you just said.
You don't understand be ready to go?
No. You said 8, right?
Yes.
8, like, in the morning, 8?
Yes, in the morning.
Now, folks, what's interesting about this is, again, you can listen to it and think it's humorous. You know, it's interesting as well, there's more audio. But for the sake of time, we're cutting it short. He goes on to tell her that he's not interested in hiring her. This millennial, as they call them, these up-and-coming generations, and again, folks, it's funny, but it's not funny, because the reality of it is, this is really what you're dealing with. What's sad about all this is he said, I'm not interested in hiring you. And she said to him, are you firing me? He said, no, you don't understand. I didn't hire you to fire you. And this might sound like an embellishment. This might sound like an exaggeration of what's really going on out there. But I want to tell you something again, friends, firsthand. And by the way, I'm not condemning these individuals, these millennials, as they call them. I don't even like the word they're using for them. They're our kids. They're the reflection of the older generation is what they are. And yes, we are responsible to help each and every one of them, regardless if they are personally your kids or not. We're all in this family together, one nation under God. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, friends, this is really a reality of what's going on out there, and we have an obligation to reach out to these young people. And what I've been talking about, friends, over the last hour is what's going on in public schools. That was just my intro. And tomorrow what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to history, I'm going to go to science, I'm going to go to math, and I'm going to dissect what they're teaching young people in this country, because if you fail to turn and bless that generation, you need to keep in mind that they are going to be there to curse you later on in life, friends. And I'll tell you what, you're beginning to see the reaping of the curse in this country. And we need to get it straight. And what does it come down to? Us standing up, taking responsibility, and loving them in the truth. Not to circumvent the truth, but to give them the truth, like it or not, and to share with them that they have been completely indoctrinated. And once they find out that they've been indoctrinated, friends, you're going to see a bunch of angry young people. And that's what the government, by the way, corruption in government meant. That was their end aim. They are zeroing in on the young people in this country so they can raise up a generation of rebellious individuals. But I want you to keep in mind, read Deuteronomy 1, because the older generation thought, well, there's nothing we can do. No, the Lord told Moses, tell them to go around the mountain and tell the generation they thought that was forsaken to go in to the promised land.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.